Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you. Listen, this is Prophet Barron, and I am so excited. I saw and I have seen the plans of the enemy. But I also been in the presence of the Lord, and I know what Father God has in store for you. Right now, I prophesy a shield of protection around you. I prophesy favor and the blessings of the Lord. I prophesy that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I speak into the atmosphere, and I shake every demonic force that is not like God. I come against everything that the enemy has planned for you and your loved ones. Dear friend, I have been in prayer, and I have been seeking the presence of the Lord, and God began to speak to me about five seasons. And I believe that you are in one of these seasons. Are you in your Bethel season, or are you in your Gilgal seasons? And yet each season produces blessings, but each season also produces an attack from the enemy. I know I've seen it in the realm of the spirit. God has spoken to me through divine inspiration. Today I want you to allow me to minister the word of the Lord into your life and tell you what season you're in. Are you in your Bethel season, or are you in your Gilgal season? You might be in your Jericho season thinking that you are in your Jordan season. You might be in your Rhema season functioning as if you were in your Gilgal season. I want to tell you what each season symbolizes. I will also prophetically prophesy to you where the enemy will try to attack your body physically at. Dear Saint, don't allow the devil to stop you. This is going to be one of the greatest seeds that you're going to sow into the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, this is what I want to do for you. Myself and Prophetess Michelle will declare the word of the Lord back into your life and tell you what season that you're in and where the enemy would try to attack you physically, but also in your personal life. My second promise and my commitment to you that you will also receive an additional prophecy from the team of prophets. Beloved, don't miss this season. Do you know what season you're in? Each season produces miracles. You might be in a season where God says, I want to give you one request. Do you know what season that you're in? Do you know how to plan the seasons that you're walking into? Or are you in your Jordan season? I want to tell you what that means. And oh, hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord. You will now know how to position yourself for the blessings and the miracles of Jesus Christ. I prophesy healing. I prophesy good health. I prophesy right now that money will show up to meet every need that is needed. I speak into the atmosphere. I speak to the four corners of the earth. Oh, don't miss this moment. Click on the link, dear friend, and get this miracle seed in the ground. Listen, it's a $52 seed, but 5 + 2 = 7. That means that God wants to cover you for the next, for the next 52 days. God wants to cover you for the next 365 days. For the next 52 weeks, the favor and the blessings of the Lord. I believe that God is going to do miracles for you in this season. Once you know how to schedule your season, you're setting yourself up for geographical blessings and the favor of the Lord. When the prophet Elijah showed up at the brook, why? Because God has ordained a place of refuge and protection and supply. The ravens brought him food twice a day. And then after that, God says, get to Zarephath. For there was a widow that was ordained to feed the prophet. Dear friend, the Bible lets us know in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, we see that the prophet had spoken that there will be neither rain nor dew for 7 years. The land was cursed. Then God gave the prophet instructions to get to the brook called Kereth, for he has ordained and assigned a raven to feed him twice a day. There was water and food until that place and that season was up. God then commissions the prophet to get to Zarephath, for he had ordained and assigned a widow woman to feed the prophet. Just as this widow woman was ordained by God to feed the prophet, God has ordained me prophetically to prophesy to you and tell you the season that you're in and where your next attack is coming from and at. And so the Bible says that he asked the woman to give him some water. She goes to get a little bit of water, what she has. Then he says, "No, no, 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 stop. Make me a morsel of bread." She says to him, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little of oil in a curse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." For her, it was suicidal. We're going to eat it and we're going to die. But then the prophet says something very powerful. And I say this to you as well. So in verse 13, the prophet says, "And Elijah said unto her, Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a cake first, and bring it unto me. And after, make for thee and for thy son." The key word, fear not. I want to say to you today, fear not. Whatever the enemy has tried to plan, whatever the enemy has been doing, whatever the enemy has been trying to stop, whatever the enemy has been trying to curse, what God says is a blessing. God says, fear not today. Allow your prophet, personal prophet, because somehow we are connected together, to tell you what season that you are in so that you can locate your blessings. Each season produces a blessing. Each season produces a miracle. Each season produces a different level of the anointing in your life. Are you in a season where you can make a request and God will say yes? Are you in a season of spiritual warfare? Are you in a season where God says, "I want you to be silent"? I want you to click on the link, dear friend, and get your $52 seed into the ground for 52 weeks of favor and blessings. I want to thank you, dear friend, and your word is sitting in my mouth, but I must get it into your ear so that you would know how to plan the seasons that you're walking into. You know what, friend? You could be walking into two seasons. You could be in your Gilgal season as well as your Jordan season. I have a word for you. Click on the link and get your seed in the ground. God bless you, dear friend.